Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, I present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my latest episodes. Let's navigate the news together. All right, let's start with a big move out of Washington yesterday. President Trump shook things up. Fox News says he signed an executive order aimed at shutting down the Department of Education. Yep, the whole thing. Trump's calling it a win for states, but it's already kicking up a storm. What's happening? The Associated Press reports the order, signed at 2 p.m., directs a wind down, shifting control back to states over the next year, Trump told reporters. Education belongs to the people, not bureaucrats, a line he's been pushing since the campaign. Reuters says it's not instant, needs Congress to seal it, but it's a loud first step. The department's 4,000 staff and $80 billion budget on the chopping block, pending approval. What's the reaction? The Daily Caller says some cheer it, think less federal red tape. More locals say ex posts show parent and governors nodding along. But the New York Times has teachers unions fired up. NEA's president said, "This guts public schools, kids lose." CNN notes Democrats in Congress are vowing to fight, say it's chaos for funding, special ed, loans, etc. Both sides are dug in. Streamlining or slashing? It's up to you. All right, well, here's another one making waves. Trump's playing peacemaker overseas. CNN reports he spoke with Ukraine's Vladimir Zelensky yesterday morning, building on Wednesday's call with Russia's Vladimir Putin. It's all about a Ukraine ceasefire. Trump's saying it's moving fast and there's a glimmer of hope. Here's the deal. Fox News says Putin agreed to a 30-day pause on energy strikes in Ukraine, starting Wednesday night. Zelensky's call, per the Associated Press, locked in plans for talks. Could be Middle East hosted soon. Reuters notes states Tammy Bruce briefed. Negotiations are the goal. We're coordinating. The Washington Post says Ukraine's on board, but wants more. Full truth. Truce. Not a breather. How's it landing? The Blaze says some see Trump as bridging a gap. Could dial back years of war. X posts show relief from folks tired of conflict news, but MSNBC's got analysts cautious. Putin bombed plants Wednesday morning before agreeing. Trust's thin. The New York Times adds G7's watching. Likes the pause, pushes for permanence. Both sides are talking. Breakthrough or just a break? All right, let's talk about something big rolling out. Trump's ICE operations are picking up steam. Fox News says they deported over 2,000 illegal immigrants since Monday, with more raids hitting cities like Houston and San Francisco. It's part of a security push, but the backlash is growing fast. What's the latest? The Associated Press reports the tally jumped another 1,600 by Wednesday, another 400 plus yesterday, targeting folks with criminal records like assault and drug charges. Reuters says Borders are Tom Homan updated everyone. We're at 2040 focused on threats. Fox notes some 500 are linked to Venezuelan gangs. Big sweeps in Texas and California. Planes and buses are moving nonstop, per officials. Well, how's it splitting? The Daily Caller says some local leaders back it. Crime's down where raids hit. Expos show folks are relieved. But CNN's got sanctuary mayors like San Francisco's Daniel Lurie on "This isn't targeted, it's tearing communities apart." NPR reports protests swelled. Hundreds outside ICE hubs in LA and Chicago. The Washington Post says lawsuits are stacking. Judges might step in soon. Both sides are vocal. Safety fix or heavy hand? All right, here's another one brewing. The Department of Justice is tangled up over those deportation flights. Fox News says the DOJ doubled down, telling a federal judge those weekend flights to El Salvador, over 200 Venezuelans aboard, didn't break his order. It's a heated back and forth and the stakes are high. So what's going on? Reuters reports it's about Saturday. Judge James Boasberg ordered a 14-day stop on deportations under an old 1798 law Trump's using, the Alien Enemies Act. He said turn the planes back, but two landed anyway. The Associated Press says DOJ's filing claims they followed the rules. Most flights left before Boasberg's written order at 7:25. One carried folks under different laws. ICE's Robert Cerna swore to it yesterday. What's the debate? The Blaze says some see it as legit. Technical timing kept it legal. Ex-posts lean that way. But the New York Times has the ACLU arguing Boasberg's verbal order hit earlier, 6:45. And planes should have stopped. CNN's got flight logs. One jet left at 7:36. Tight either way. The Washington Post says Boasberg's not sold. He ordered more records by today, and today's hearing looms. Both sides are firm. Law upheld or dodged. All right, let's wrap up with something heating up also. President Trump's doubling down in Yemen. Fox News says he ordered more strikes on Houthi rebels, targeting their weapon sites after they hit U.S. ships in the Red Sea again. The Houthis aren't backing off. Vowed revenge today, and it's got folks talking. What's the latest? The Associated Press reports this is round three this week. Monday and Wednesday weren't enough. Houthi joins buzz Navy vessels yesterday morning. Reuters says Pentagon confirmed it. Strikes hit Sana'a and Hodeida by 3 p.m., aiming at missile and drone caches. Fox notes Trump's post on X, "We're keeping our sailors safe." The Wall Street Journal says Houthis fired back via a telegram. More attacks coming. What's the split? The Daily Caller says some see it as a must. Protect shipping lanes. X post shows support for hitting hard, but MSNBC's got analysts warning it's a spiral. Could drag the U.S. deeper into Yemen's mess. NPR reports locals in Sana'a's saw civilian damage. Might fuel Houthi ranks. The Washington Post says Biden's softer approach gets blame from some, praise from others. Both sides are loud. Defense or escalation? All right, one more. Trump's plan to ban transgender people from the military keeps running into walls. CNN says a federal judge in California blocked it. The third court hit this week. Trump signed the order Tuesday, but it's tangled in legal fights. The debate's not slowing down. Here's what's up. Fox News reports the order bars transgender recruits and phases out current ones, flipping Biden's 2021 rule. Judge William Alsup in San Francisco issued a temporary halt, per the Associated Press, after troops sued, saying it's unfair. Reuters notes it joins blocks from D.C. and Maryland. DOJ filed a defense, arguing readiness. New York Times says it's now a coast-to-coast stall. Could take weeks to sort out. Well, how's it playing? The Blaze says some back Trump. Focus should stay on the mission. A colonel told Fox, it's practical, not personal. Ex-posts reflect that. Keep it tight. But the Washington Post has a transgender lieutenant on record saying, I served for 12 years. This isn't right. NPR says rights groups are pushing. Call it a rights violation. Both sides are firm. Streamlining or discrimination? I appreciate your time. I know it's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with me today. Please let folks know that we're here so we can reach a wider audience. As always, stay informed and stay balanced.